Unusually large numbers of gray whales have been washing up dead along the Pacific coast this year, including in Alaska. Scientists say it will probably be a long time before they can explain the cause of the whale deaths with confidence. But one big question is how warming waters in the Arctic, where the whales feed, are playing a role. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports on how scientists are looking at that connection.
Gray whales aren't exactly the easiest animals for scientists to keep tabs on. First of all, they live in the ocean. Second, twice each year, they go on one of the world's largest known mammal migrations, swimming between their winter area in Mexico and their summer feeding grounds in the Arctic. That means there could be a number of causes for the spike in deaths that scientists have documented this spring. But a lot of the attention is on a specific part of the whale's habitat, and for good reason.
Seasonal shrinkage in Arctic ice is more extensive than ever
before. It's the thickest and oldest ice in the Arctic, but it's starting to break apart.
The past 5 years have been the warmest on record in the Arctic, and that the region is warming at twice the global
average. So scientists know the Arctic is warming quickly. Another thing they know is that many of the dead gray whales appear to be underfed, and that has scientists thinking about how those two things could be connected. Bob Foy directs the Seattle-based Federal Fisheries Research Center that's part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
It's hard not to tie the two together, given that that's, you know, why these whales come to Alaska every year. The timing of there potentially being a feeding issue is right in terms of overlapping with these changes in the ecosystems that we've seen.
To understand how the Arctic warming and whale deaths could be related, you have to understand how the ocean ecosystem works. Normally, in an Arctic environment like where the whales feed, there aren't a lot of big fish swimming around in the water. The sea life is really concentrated in things like crabs and sea stars on the ocean floor, what's known as the benthos. The benthos is also where you find these shrimp-like things called amphipods that are the gray whale's primary food. But sea ice is a crucial part of that system, and when it's absent, more fish can move in and capture food before it falls to the ocean floor. Foy says that could make it harder for bottom-dwelling creatures like those amphipods to survive and feed the whales.
The result of that change in the food web could very definitely lead to a lower amount of food available on the bottom of the ocean.
This isn't a theoretical concept either. In the past few summers, researchers from Foy's center have documented huge populations of fish like cod and pollock invading areas of the northern Bering Sea where they'd never been seen in such numbers. Scientists don't yet have enough information specific to gray whales to label climate change or declining sea ice as the smoking gun, Foy says, but they've seen enough other events that have come along with Arctic warming, like seabird die-offs, that they're asking questions.
I don't think we're going to put all our eggs in that basket. There's a number of other potential sources of harm that could come to the gray whales that could explain this. So once we can collect more of these data, we'll have an opportunity to put a better story together.
Scientists haven't ruled out an outbreak of disease, for example, and they're also looking at how the whale's steadily increasing population might play a role in the deaths. But warming oceans are one possible explanation or part of a broader one. Federal researchers will be out on boats in the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska this summer and fall, gathering data on fish and plankton that could add to their understanding of what's happening. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.